Yemen's Ansarullah fighters have secured a key central province in their ongoing operations against al-Qaeda terrorists. Military officials said the fighters, also known as the Houthis, took full control of Baida province. Baida is the gateway to the country's south, which remains in the hands of the secessionists. Boko Haram terrorists have killed 7 hostages and abducted 8 girls in northern Cameroon. The terrorist group has stepped up its attacks in Cameroon and Niger over the past week. This after both countries agreed to provide soldiers to a multinational force fighting Boko Haram. U.S. President Barack Obama has confirmed the death of American hostage Kayla Mueller, held by the ISIL in Syria. Obama vowed to bring to justice those responsible for her death. Mueller was the only known remaining U.S. hostage held by the ISIL. She was taken into captivity in August 2013. South Sudan's defense minister says rebels have shelled government positions in the oil town of Bentiu, violating an agreement on the cessation of hostilities. Kuol Manyang promised that the army will act in self-defense. The country has been in turmoil since 2013, despite numerous ceasefire deals between warring sides. Greece is warning the European Union that it will seek financial assistance outside of the EU if the bloc remains rigid and bail out talks with Athens. The defense minister, Panos Kamenos, named the U.S., Russia, and China as possible candidates. He said that Athens would implement Plan B if Germany wants to, quote, blow Europe apart. Iran has distributed aid to Palestinian refugees living in the Syrian capital, Damascus. It came through the Iranian-Palestinian Society on the 36th anniversary of Iran's Islamic Revolution. Iranians mark the anniversary each year on February 11.